happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of federal employees start the work week under the threat of a deadline from Elon Musk to explain what they did at work last week or risk losing their jobs. 1,600 additional USAID workers have lost theirs, and almost all others overseas have been placed on leave. CBS's Heather Bosch.
A judge initially blocked the move after unions filed a lawsuit, but Friday opted to let the layoffs proceed. A ruling in a separate lawsuit brought by nonprofits is still preventing the Trump administration from pausing foreign aid, grants, and contracts that Congress had previously approved until that matter's worked out in court.
The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis spent a peaceful night at the hospital where he's in critical condition with pneumonia in both lungs. Correspondent Seth Doan is in Rome.
Blood tests are revealing early signs of kidney failure. We've learned the Pope is also receiving high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose, and he is continuing to get blood transfusions.
Today marks 3 years since Russia launched a full-scale military invasion of Ukraine, and a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada are gathering in Kyiv.
This is an important day for all of us to be.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a conspicuous show of support for President Zelensky, who says he's willing to step down in exchange for peace and NATO membership for his country. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab from Kyiv.
It was not immediately clear whether Zelensky was seriously considering resigning or just responding to the latest broadsides from President Trump, who just days ago accused the Ukrainian leader of being, quote, a dictator without elections.
A recall of nutrient shakes sold to nursing homes. The FDA says they've been tied to a years-long listeria outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper.
Since 2018, at least 11 deaths have been linked to the frozen shake cartons. Another 37 people have been hospitalized.
Israel and Hamas, each accusing the other of violating terms of a Gaza ceasefire agreement set to expire this week. Israel has delayed the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners over what it calls humiliating ceremonies at hostage handovers. A week before the Oscars, a movie about the mystery surrounding the selection of a new pope is gaining traction.
And the winner goes to Conclave.
Conclave won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Movie Ensemble. Timothy Chalamet took Best Actor for A Complete Unknown.
I know the classiest thing would be to downplay the effort that went into this role and how much this means to me, but the truth is, this was 5.5 years of my life.
Demi Moore won Best Actress for The Substance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Music.
If you love me, that's all. Feeling, shouting,
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back. but I sent your little wagon up good, I guess. She said Kim never made a heartbeat so, cause he liked that certain something as we all know. Well, I burst a little bubble of mine's about to go. I'm gonna take her to the dog.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. Always pack a helmet.
healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? You look great, great, yeah, you make it look fun. Please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
yourself there. You said you were part. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may God have more good people than there are bad people. Some good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. Some good people take over the world. I've seen one I worth. It's not in your bank account. It's not the cars or the clothes or the things that you got to flaunt. I just can't seem to see my sweat and blood. Could it be some bank spread? If we're all out here grinding away, there's nothing left to be fed. They give up the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. They got different motivations for life stops and situations. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to be get them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, because she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck. So you know she's master in a Prius, of course, because she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, because she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, because she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Because they're the Spice Girls.
Muy caliente.
Spice Girl.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is...
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Rome, where 88-year-old Pope Francis is hanging on 2 days after his condition took a critical turn.
The latest update from the Vatican this morning is that the night went well. The Pope slept and he is resting, but he continues to fight for his life at the Gemelli Hospital. What started as bronchitis has become much worse. Alarm rang out Saturday when the Vatican reported that the Pope required high-flow oxygen and blood transfusions after suffering an asthma-like respiratory crisis. Then Sunday, blood tests revealed early signs of kidney failure. Chris Lipsay, CBS News, Rome.
More firings, more layoffs after an ultimatum from Elon Musk on social media for federal workers to explain what they did on the job last week.